classical mini. Classical mini. It is a classical mini. It's 372 pages that we'll never get back. That was a total disaster. Hey, everyone. Mike Nelson here with a very special classical mini, for I have an esteemed guest today. Kevin Murphy is with me. Kevin Murphy, a longtime friend and co-worker. Kevin and I have done quite a bit of music together. Kevin, welcome.
I'm still reeling at how much you butchered Beethoven at the beginning of this. Was
that Beethoven?
Lovely.
Oh, I thought I was doing Def Leppard. That's how bad that was. Ouch. I've never had a claim to being able to sing. Kevin does.
Yes, sometimes.
Why don't you talk a little bit about your musical life before we dive into your selection today?
Well, quickly, I think I got most of my education by singing. I was in choirs in school, and I was in barbershop quartet at a different time in my life.
Hey, didn't we both belong to Spebskwissa?
Yes, I was a junior Spebskwissa member there for a brief period of time.
The Society for the Preservation and Continuation of Barbershop
Singing in America.
Quartet Singing in America.
That's right. Yes.
Wow.
A real, actual thing that people belong to.
And the ladies came a-running.
They're serious about it. They don't like jokes at their... Oh, and the ladies, just, to add insult to injury, they called them Sweet Adelines.
That's right, the Sweet Adelines.
Wow.
So that you started singing, but you're a multi-instrumentalist as well.
I'm a hack at all of them. I never got any sort of training. I can't read music. So I just, I always cheat when I'd have to practice for the piano teacher, and I'd listen to it, or I'd learn it by ear, or have my sister play it, and then I'd play it back as if I was actually reading the music. And the teachers all said, "You're not reading the music. You're just playing it by ear. So you suck.
Wow.
And you shouldn't." Yeah.
So it's like my brother-in-law who had terrible eyes, and he memorized all eye charts.
Right.
That's
a talent. Wow.
Yeah, he got his driver's license. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but yeah, he got his driver's license because he just knows the charts.
That's amazing.
Wow. Okay. So you cheated at reading music, but you compose music all the time. You and I wrote many songs together. You wrote a lot for Mystery Science on your own.
It's true.
And you continue to write songs always for riff tracks, and I assume for yourself and bands and whatnot.
I do, and it's a lot of fun, and thank goodness for software, music composition software, and MIDI programs, because otherwise I couldn't do it. I play the thing on the keyboard, and it's so hacky, I have to go back and fix everything in MIDI, by erasing and moving and quantizing, and that's how I limp through. But it is fun. I do very much enjoy doing it.
So you essentially are like every artist who's popular using auto-tune.
Right.
It's not cheating anymore. You're using what's available for you.
It's true. It's true. And
that's fine.
And yet I still despise auto-tune.
Yeah, well, then you must despise all pop music.
Pretty much. All,
yes.
Pretty,
even those who say they don't use it, it's like, of course they use it.
Yeah. It's true.
So classical music, because you have a much wider range of tastes than I do. But where do you land classically? What do you like?
I always end up back with the crowd pleasers, even if I'm listening to Stravinsky. It's the more popular Stravinsky things, and I love early music, Renaissance. I love Bach and Mozart and Brahms, and as exotic as it gets for me is probably like Dvorak. I can't pronounce his name.
He did the keyboard layout. Dvorak is the composer.
Right, Dvorak. Yes.
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 Well, that's fine. I tend to drift towards. I mean, I have pretty wide ranging tastes in classical, but the ones I listen to over and over again, there's a reason they're war horses.
It's
because
true.
people love them, and why not?
That's true.
So, what did you bring for the crowd today? What are you going to please them with?
Well, speaking of war horses, I picked something that's often runs through my head, and I just started listening to it a lot lately again. I don't know why, but Edward Elgar, the British composer, and particularly the Enigma Variations.
Let's roll in a little bit of it here. You can keep talking.
Particularly in that the ninth of the variations called Nimrod.
Yes. Which, Nimrod is a biblical character.
Yes, he's a hunter, legendary hunter. But it's kind of fun because Nimrod also became an insult for high schoolers when I was a young man.
High schoolers weren't aware of the biblical connection.
It just sounds should be dirty. Shut up, you Nimrod.
Jag off. Yeah, what
right,
is it?
Exactly.
Nobody really knows.
No. But you're talking Nimrod. About a famous biblical hero here, Nimrod.
Yes.
But this piece I like because it's sort of, I think it encapsulates everything from that era and before in one single 4.5-minute piece. It's a full orchestra, so you get the whole thing right in front of you. And it's a real great example of the dynamics of what an orchestra can do just by modulating, different instruments in different sections. And so it's thrilling because it starts very small, and then it swells. It doesn't just, you're not adding instruments. It's not like one of those flash mob Beethoven Ninth Symphony things. The whole orchestra is playing almost the whole time, but it keeps swelling and different sections swell at different times and then different instruments take over. So it ends up, and then it just gets bigger and bigger. And just when you think it can't get any bigger, it gets bigger still. And so it's really, especially on a good stereo system, we're seeing it live. It's really kind of thrilling. It always thrills me every time I hear it.
Now, he was, speaking of the man, he was like the hero of British music, as I understand it.
He seems like he lived a charmed life. His parents were very encouraging of his work. His father was a musician, a violinist, and an organist, and a piano tuner. And so he had music in his life. And he wrote Land of Hope and Glory and Pomp and Circumstance, which everyone knows.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he was an English musical hero in the 19th century.
I'm going to give you, I confess, I have some Elgar, but here's just a partial list of the British composers who were influenced by him who I listen to more than him, and I don't know why. Yeah. There's no reason. I don't dislike him or anything, but so he influenced Hamilton Hardy, William Alwyn, Ray Vaughan Williams, Arthur Bax, William Walton, Frederick Dalius, Gustav Holst, Gerald Finzi, Frank Bridge, John Ireland, and on and on. They loved him.
Well, he took from everyone, especially in the Enigma variations. It's just, there's all kinds of things from all kinds of places. And also everyone takes from him. Classical music used to be, or probably is like that, that people liked, you hear a composer, you like their piece so much, I'm going to write a piece based on that piece.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's fun.
Well, let's get to let's see. I don't have indexes on it, but I think I know where Nimrod is.
Variation 9, Adagio.
What a Nimrod. I'm going to have to turn it up here, I think.
Okay.
Tell me when the level's good for you. I'm working on a very small system here.
Yes.
Are we at Nimrod yet?
It starts very quietly.
This is pretty quiet.
Yeah.
If not, I'll roll it in at the end.
I think you might want to do that.
I will. People can listen to a little selection of it. I'll put it at the tag end of this. Tell me about, do you know, I recall that there is actually some enigma to it, right? It's like kind of like Chopin with his, not Chopin, Schumann Carnival, where he's got all these little hidden signals in it and stuff like that.
Well, the whole thing, it was going to be called something like Variations on an Original Theme. But then at the top of the score, when he had the music transcribed for orchestra, he wrote in pencil, Enigma. And then he was asked by his publisher, why did you put Enigma up there? And he said, because there is an overarching theme to this whole thing that does not appear in the actual piece.
Wait a minute.
And people, come on, really? Are you going to do that to us? And so he invented this little, treasure hunt for everyone who listened to it after him, who was a student. And so for, over a century, people have been trying to figure out what is the theme. And some people have thought it was Ein Feste Burgess und Sir Gott. other people thought it was another popular theme of the day. He might have just been messing with people. It's hard to say. But you listen to the beginning of Nimrod, and it does sound a lot like Beethoven's Eighth Piano Concerto. Da 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 da. You know that one. And he admitted to that. So he does in this whole thing, because he was just like writing musical greeting cards for all his friends. And that's what the whole piece is, you know, based on some kind of theme. So he's taking themes from everywhere, you know, everyone's favorite tune, and he adds to it. And Nimrod in particular is the one that always stirs me. And you hear that Beethoven tribute in there, and it's fun.
Cool. Kevin is stirred by Nimrod.
Woo!
What a Nimrod.
Dude.
All right. Well, I will tag this on. Everyone will hear this for a little bit. And thank you for bringing us through Sir Edward Elgar.
My pleasure. And I advise people, when you listen to this, play it as loud as you can in your system. This was the last piece when I took down my big 5.1 system that I had in my TV room.
Yeah,
the one that could shake the windows.
Yeah.
This was the last piece that I played. So, a fitting tribute.
Speaking of Dvorak, for mine, it's the Dvorak Ninth, the fourth movement of that.
Yeah.
That'll also, that's a good one to just blast if you have a nice system.
That's true.
Also, who can resist the 1812?
The one
with the actual cannons.
With the cannons in the background.
The Telarc one, yeah, that's blown out more speakers than
yeah, that pizza. Scares the dog for sure.
Yes. All right, thank you, Kevin.
My pleasure.
People will enjoy this. So long.